Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, everybody, for coming here. I'm Ryan Whalen. I'm the Public Information Officer for the New York State Department of Transportation, Region 5. That's Chautauqua, Erie, Niagara, and Cattaraugus counties. So we, as organizations, county governments, law enforcement, New York State agencies, coordinate every year when we see severe winter weather coming around. But we realize a lot of times we get into very hectic situations when the snow comes down. You do your best to predict it, but a lot of times there's a lot of things that are happening when that storm comes. So we got together at NITEC earlier this month and talked about how can we sort of get ahead of this and show people how we coordinate and what we do before that storm comes. And so we came up with this idea of having a press conference where we could talk to the media and the public about what we do, how we coordinate, and how the public can be a partner with us as well. And so that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to have people coming up from all of our different agencies just to talk about what they do individually and how we coordinate together. I would also like to announce that we are going to do a coordinated social media initiative over the course of the winter just to keep tips in the public's ear. That's going to be hashtag travel smart, and we'll be doing that throughout the winter. But in the meantime, we'll be calling up the different people from agencies, and thanks again for joining us. So our first speaker today is Trooper James O'Callaghan from New York State Police Department, Troop A, the Public Information Officer. James?
Thanks, Ryan. Good morning, and everyone standing behind me, this is a partnership. We're laughing a little bit over on the side before the camera started rolling. Why? Because we know each other. This isn't somewhere we're just getting together and then we go our separate ways. Everyone behind me, everyone is vested in Western New York. Why? Because we're from here. Our families are from here. Our kids go to school here. It is in our best interest to make it as safe as possible in your best interest. And one of the biggest things that I'm going to talk about with the New York State Police is when we close interstates and throughways and you see those crossing gates go down, we are using snowmobiles, ATVs, UTVs, drones. We're using a lot of different equipment, not just the patrol car to make sure the search and rescue goes great on these roadways that may have vehicles stranded or people stranded on them. When we clear an area, let's just say the 400, we clear that area and those crossing gates are down, we're not going back to that area. So if you go around that gate, and you will be ticketed, believe me, we will ticket you for that. Multiple tickets with a couple hundred dollars in points. Why am I threatening that? Because when you go around that and then you get stuck up there with your family, we have to remove assets from an active working emergency environment and move them backward to go rescue somebody else. We don't want that. We want this to go off, obviously, as safely, but in an organized fashion as possible. So when those crossing gates are down, I just want the public to know it is in your best interest that that road is closed. There may not be services on that road. If you try to go around it because you're in a 4x4, an all-wheel drive vehicle, and you're like, oh, I do this in the backfields, it's different. You don't know what's going on up there. Elevated roadways drift a lot harder and higher than you would a flat surface. Bridges are going to be difficult. There's no ground under a bridge. It's slippery. It's icy. Snow builds up quickly on those areas. We are trying to do our best. All we ask is you do your best. Please don't go around those crossing barriers. If there's a state of emergency, please abide by those rules. There are a lot of things and a lot of us in play working together up here to make it as safe as possible, but we really, really need your help to make it that safe place for you and your family. Thank you.
Thanks, James. And that's an important point that we really want to drive home about those barriers. They don't go down by mistake. There's a coordinated effort between agencies and law enforcement to put them down. We've had scenarios where people have tried to put them back up in the future, go in. They're not down by mistake. If you see them down, please do not get on the road there. The next person up is Eric Mecca. He's the New York State Department of Transportation, Region 5, Regional Director. Eric?
Good morning. As Ryan mentioned, I'm Eric Mecca. I'm the Regional Director for the New York State Department of Transportation. And I stand here with our partner agencies to let you know we are all ready for winter this year. As major events happen, and they've been happening more and more frequently, together we communicate throughout the event. We review the events after the fact. We go back and we train our forces, and then we prepare for the next event. I can tell you that the New York State Department of Transportation is ready to go with over 500 highly trained snowplow operators, members of our community, members that want to keep their friends and family safe on the highways, ready to respond to the next event in Western New York. For large events that exceed or stretch what we think is available to us, we will reach out across the state to our partners in other parts of the state and have them come in and help us battle Mother Nature here in Western New York. What we have and what we need that is not represented here amongst the panel that's going to talk to you today is a strong public partner. People out in the community that are prepared and ready to go for winter. What we ask you to do is watch the weather forecast. Make sure that you and your vehicles are ready for the winter that's coming. Take your time, leave extra time to get to your location and destination, because getting there late is better than not getting there at all. And be ready for winter. So with that, I thank you, and I hope that everybody here can have a safe winter.
Thank you, Eric. Next up, Keith Stankowski. I knew I was going to mess it up. Sorry. I'll have Keith say his name again when he gets up here. New York State Thruway Authority, Acting Buffalo District Director.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, it's Keith Stankowski, one of those hard Buffalo Polish names. So my name is Keith Stankowski. I am the Acting Buffalo Division Director for New York State Thruway. For those of you that you don't know, we have 700 lane miles of highway. That's on the 190 that stretches from exit 53 all the way to the North Grand Island Bridge. And then on the 90, we go from the PA line all the way to Victor, which is exit 45. So anything north of the Grand Island Bridges, if there's an issue, call Eric, because that's all DOT. At the Thruway, there's pretty much two seasons. There's snow and ice season, and then there's pretty much everything before snow and ice season. We are continually getting ready to prep our trucks. We started in August, so all of our heavy equipment is ready to go. We have over 200 men and women that operate those vehicles. We have over 90 plow trucks. We have a large blower. Two loader-mounted blowers, so those are ready to go. And again, in August, our mechanics have been working on prepping all those vehicles so that when the snow flies, we're ready to go. One thing you're going to hear, and you've already heard it, it's about partnership. We work closely with the New York State DOT. Also being neighbors with New York State Thruway Authority, we partner with PennDOT. We just had a meeting recently last week, which NITAC got together. So all of our partnerships, again, troopers, other DOTs, it's a very important partnership. One of the most important things is, as far as partnership, is the traveling public. We need to partner with the traveling public. Without the traveling public, staying off the road, staying away from the plows, giving them room, that causes accidents. So we need to work with the traveling public. If there's a ban on tractor trailers, if there's a ban on people going onto the roadway, if the traveling public heeds those warnings and stays off the roadway, it's gonna make our job a lot easier. There's no way for us to plow the roadways if there's an accident. If traffic is stopped, that means that our plows are not moving. So they're not able to do their job. So it's a true partnership between all the agencies here, the locals, the federal level, state level is very important. With that, I just want to thank everyone for coming.
Thanks, Keith. The next person coming up here represents a unique resource that we have here in Western New York that isn't available in other areas across the state, and that's NITEC, and she's going to tell you all about it. Athena Hutchins from the Niagara International Transportation Technology Coalition. She's the executive director.
Thanks. Good morning. So like Ryan said, NITEC is very unique. We run a traffic operations center here in the region on behalf of all the agencies you see up here, plus more. And what that means is we're collaborating on a regular basis, whether it's a crash that happened or winter weather that's happening in the region. There's a lot of coordination that's happening, meetings and preparation that we do throughout the year. And then the day-to-day, that's where NITEC runs that center 24/7. We're monitoring the roadways. We have cameras throughout the whole region, including in Southern Ontario. We're working with our Ontario partners as well during these events. All that information is available on our website, NITTEC.org. You can see all the streaming camera feeds. You can also see the dynamic message signs. Those are the electronic message signs that you see throughout the region. We're posting those messages on there for the region and on behalf of the agencies. Please pay attention to those message signs. If it says the road is closed or a lane is closed, please abide by that. Those messages are updated very instantaneously as soon as we know something is going on. You can also get any kind of closure information, different road closed on our website. That information also feeds 511 New York, so if you're traveling across the state, you can go to that website and get more information. So again, it's a resource we want the traveling public to use. It's available for them. And we also have other resources we use for agencies to see, but again, it's for the traveling public so they can get the information and what's happening out on the roadways. Thank you.
Another very important coordinating agency that we have in New York State is the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, Assistant Commissioner Paul DeLella.
Good morning. My name is Paul DeLella. I'm Assistant Commissioner with New York State's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. I'm here to address the terms commonly used during winter emergencies. A clear understanding of essential terminology, as well as the ability to remain informed about evolving conditions, is fundamental to effective emergency preparedness. I will begin by outlining key terms that are frequently employed in the context of emergencies. State disaster of emergency, also referred to as a state of emergency, is declared by the governor. A local state of emergency, declared by a county or local chief executive. Both unlock additional legal authorities, resources, and directions and direction of agencies. Emergency order, issued by a county or local chief executive under a state of emergency, may include mandatory evacuations or curfews. Travel ban prohibits all non-emergency vehicle travel on designated roads enforced by local law enforcement. It is important to listen to specific details about each individual order as they may vary by location. Travel advisory strongly discourages non-essential travel, no enforcement, but urges caution. Closure gates. Physical barriers are manually closed through a coordinated process between agencies. They are closed for your safety and you may not be able to see the hazard. The public must never attempt to open or bypass these gates. Additionally, I would like to discuss emergency alerts. It is extremely important that everyone ensure that their phones, cell phones, are enabled to receive government wireless alerts, known as WIAs. WIA alerts are only sent in the most critical circumstances and contain information that is crucial in helping you stay safe. You can also receive weather alerts through New York State's Division of Homeland Security's alerting system, 333-111. You can sign up for 333-111 by texting your county name to the number 333-111. Type in the county name only. You can also do as many counties as you like, but you have to do them individually. You can cover the entire state if you like by typing in New York State. You will receive emergency alerts and weather alerts. Specifically, significant and widespread power outages, shelter locations, warming centers, and water distribution. If you are already signed up for New York Alert, there's no need to sign up for 333-111. And if you don't remember any of this information, you can just Google 333-111. It'll take you to our website and give you all the instructions that you need to sign up. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Next up, Kelly Khatib from the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority.
Good morning, everyone. I don't want to take too much of your time, but as Western New York enters the winter season, the NFTA is reminding riders and the traveling public to take a few simple steps to stay informed and safe and comfortable when using Metro service. The NFTA's Metro Alert system remains the most reliable way to receive up-to-date notifications about delays, detours, and/or cancellations. Riders are strongly encouraged to sign up to ensure that they receive real-time information directly to their phones or emails. Riders can sign up at nfta.com/metroalerts. Also, we recommend downloading for minute-by-minute updates our Move It or Transit apps. Both platforms provide live bus tracking information, estimated arrival times, step-by-step trip planning, and helping riders adjust their travel plans quickly when winter weather affects service. We'd also like to remind any business owners or any property owners to treat bus shelters like you would treat, like you would treat fire extinguishers. Make sure that you are helping the general public by going ahead and shoveling those out. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. And we've had a lot of state agencies up here so far, but our coordination also is very important with local and county governments. Next up, Lieutenant Jeremy Lenning from the Erie County Sheriff's Office.
Good morning. Lieutenant Jeremy Lenning with the Erie County Sheriff's Office. The Erie County Sheriff's Office and our law enforcement partners are responsible for patrolling approximately 600 square miles across the county, most of which is very, very difficult to traverse during a significant storm event. If you find yourself sliding off the roadway or stuck on an impassable road, know this is fact. It will take us time to get to you. If your call is dispatched as a higher priority call, we have been lucky enough to invest in assets such as ATVs, snowmobiles, which will aid us in a quicker response, but know this, it will take us time to get to you. Should you choose to put yourself in harm's way and drive in an affected area during an advisory or travel ban, know that you are not only putting yourself in harm's way, you're putting the public in harm's way, you are putting DOT workers in harm's way, you are putting everyone out there that is trying to make these roadways passable and drivable in harm's way. The message is clear, the message is concise. Obey all travel bans, make sure that you obey travel advisories, road barricades, and don't drive. It's not worth it. Thank you.
This is a change from the program that we gave you, but representing Chautauqua County Sheriff Noel Gutman, and we'll get you the saying and spelling after the press conference.
Good morning. My name is Noel Gutman. I'm the Director of Emergency Services for Chautauqua County. On behalf of my office and the Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office, represented by Sheriff Jim Quattrone, you know, we'd like to remind everyone this is the time to be prepared for winter. You know, in Chautauqua County, obviously, we're no strangers to some adverse weather. So take some time to make sure your vehicles are roadworthy and you have some emergency supplies in them. Some of those are essential emergency supplies is, making sure you have your phone charged and a means to charge your vehicle and some other, just some safety equipment in case you do get stranded. And also with safety, the overwhelming message is always safety for, the easy way to remember that. If we see any flashing lights on the road, whether they're our partners in the local city, county, and state highway workers, or any colored lights from our law enforcement and emergency services partners, pay extra attention to those and give them ways and you know, try not to become part of the issue and create another emergency, but to get home safe to the people that want to see it home. Thank you.
Thanks, Noel, and wrapping us up, a very important voice in getting the message out to the general public about weather safety. Elizabeth Carey from AAA Western and Central New York.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. They saved me for last, so this should only take about 20, 30 more minutes. Just kidding. But thank you for all of you for coming out and sharing this important message. So there's a few things we wanted to get across. Number one, today is a beautiful sunny day. So now is the time to prepare for winter, not when the storm is hitting. So some things to think about, car prep. So AAA expects about 82 million people to travel next week for Thanksgiving. That's about 90% of all travelers that are going to be taking road trips. So a lot of people hitting the roads. Checking your car over before the holiday season, before the winter storms come, tire tread. It's the one part of your car that comes in contact with the road. Make sure you have that good tread. The brakes, windshield wipers, windshield wiper fluid, making sure that your battery's in good working condition, having that checked over. And also never letting your car go below half a tank of gas, especially during a storm. Good advice for a lot of people out there. You don't want to let the car run out of gas, especially in that type of a situation. And then if there is a travel ban, please obey that and stay home. It is the safest place to be. If you do need to go out, make sure that you have that winter emergency kit in your car. So things like cell phone charger. So many people call and say, I need help, but my phone's about to die. And know your location. And also think about things like blanket, warm clothes, snacks, water, some basic tools. These are all things that could come in handy to keep in your car during a Buffalo winter storm. We know what it's like out there in Western New York. We've learned our lessons before, so please be prepared. That's going to go a long way. And then also some winter driving tips. So go slow on ice and snow. Going slow, controlling your speed is the number one thing that's going to help you avoid a crash. Now, easier said than done, if you do start to spin out, apply that steady brake and steer in the direction that you want to go. That should help you recover from that. So just try to remain calm and not to panic in that type of a situation. And also, leave some space around your vehicle. All the police agencies here today can attest that we have seen on beautiful sunny days like this a lot of crashes right on the thruway, cars driving right into one another. A lot of times they're distracted on their phones. So put the phone down, pay attention to the task of driving. It's really about keeping everyone safe. Next week is Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for and grateful for, and we want to keep it that way, and we want to keep everyone safe. And the fact that so many people and all these agencies are here together today, thank you to NITEC and Athena, because this was her idea to bring us all together here. It shows you how important this safety message is and why we really want to reach out to the general public. So thanks again.
So just to recap on what Elizabeth said there, all these agencies, the people standing behind me, represent agencies that have hundreds, thousands of workers. They're your neighbors, they're your family and friends. They're going out and putting themselves in dangerous situations. If you can avoid it, don't become the hazard. Don't put them in a situation where they have to do anything extra, because believe us, Mother Nature does enough on her own. With that, I would also like to thank New York State Thruway Authority for having us here in the Walden facility. We'll take a couple of questions if anybody has some, and then there'll be some opportunity to shoot some video. Dave? Your county sheriff want to take that? He said, is there anything new that people are doing this year?
Yeah, is there anything new under the sun?
So, good question. Is there anything new under the sun? Well, the biggest thing is we have to learn from the things that have happened in the past. So, we didn't have as many UTVs. I can speak for the state police. We only had a portion or a small fraction of the resources we have now. Obviously, the common sense stuff we're throwing out there, if there's a travel ban or the gates are down, don't go around the gates, don't drive during the travel. There's certain things that should be things we shouldn't have to talk about, but unfortunately we do. But then we look at what could we do as a law enforcement agency, or what could we do to improve the response time? Because at the end of the day, all our mission here is to save lives. That's our goal. Yes, we have done things. You can see over here, those are brand new. I mean, the sheriff's department, the UTVs, tracks, they're not tires. State police has invested a lot into our tracked equipment, ATVs. These are resources we only had a very small portion of, and now we've really opened up the floodgates on funding, realizing a troop car or even if it's a Tahoe State Police vehicle, it only can go so far in these winter weather situations. So we have transitioned to more of an all-terrain vehicle where we are able to get into areas that were very, really impossible, because once traffic's backed up, a troop car, a police vehicle is not going to do anything. We need something small enough to go in between cars, but can go on top of the snow and not get buried in the snow. So again, these are just different things and advances that we have. We have UAVs that have infrared sensing. So depending on how bad the snow is, or sometimes it could be a recovery, the storm has made past an area, we're able to fly these different devices to get heat signatures. Maybe they don't have a phone. Maybe their phone doesn't work. Maybe their cars. We can pick these things up, and these are the pieces of technology that we've invested in. We can only take one step at a time, but I think it's a step in the right direction. That, I don't know about that stuff. We have new stuff. We actually have state police UTVs on the grounds here, and we have them strategically plotted throughout Western New York, and we can move those resources at any time. We have a lot of new equipment. We have guys, you know, all kidding aside, we had 25-year troopers going for UTV school. And I always tell the young troopers, like, hey, put in for things. It's a good experience to learn things while on the job. But we have gotten so much new equipment. We have guys with 20, 25 years on, past that threshold of even retirement, doing these trainings. Why? Because they want to make a difference. It's something different. It's something new. But those options are there now because we've invested in those options.
How many of those UTVs do you have? Do you have like a number or estimate?
I'm not going to give out the actual number, but there are, I mean, there's at least a half a dozen at troop headquarters, which is in Batavia, and that's just sitting there ready to go. They're all track equipped. We have snowmobiles in and out in the area. I know Sheriff Quattron can be here, but that area is hit hard, which is obviously anything on the 90 off the water. So we have Buffalo, we have this area. It seems to plateau off around Niagara County, but not to say Niagara County couldn't get hit bad. But like I said, we're able to move the resources right from this building to anywhere we need to have those resources quickly. And that's the objective. Obviously, we can tell when a storm's coming or a probability of how it's going to hit or how it's going to affect certain areas and roadways, and that is our thing. But the bigger issue we have is people pushing the envelope to the last minute. If you know a storm's coming, they're trying to get from point A to point B, and then what happens is the storm rolls in on them, and then they're trapped, which causes a significant issue for everyone else on the roadway. That's our biggest problem. And that's the problem, like you said, what are we going to do? What's new under the sun? New under the sun is, please, as a person out there, if you know a storm's coming, don't chance it. Just stay home for that day. Or maybe cancel that event that night. That's our biggest thing, because we will utilize our resources, but the resources may not have to be, like Lieutenant Lenning said, response times are always going to be slow. You don't realize how many 911 calls come in, not even traffic related. There could be medical emergencies at people's houses. People still getting domestics. Children still get hurt doing things around their house. Ambulance still have to respond to a lot of different things. It may have nothing to do with the roadways or the weather. These are just facts of life, and emergency responders still have to go to these other events. And that is the thing, that we have to keep the roads clear and we have to keep things open.
Do you remember a time as a trooper that maybe you didn't have? You're talking about, that's a UTV, right?
That's a UTV.
Okay.
So when I, 20 years ago, yes, we didn't have, Park Police had snowmobiles, because I worked for New York State Park Police. Fun fact, I was also double wing plow certified. I work for New York State DOT as well. So I have a good knowledge of the working mechanisms within these agencies. But when I first came on as a trooper, you had maybe a handful of snowmobiles and a handful of four-wheelers for the entire state. It was very rare that you saw those units. And if you did, they were in different parts of the state, typically Tug Island, up in snowmobile areas, correct. Troop B, which is our Adirondacks area, you would rarely get something out here. But due to the last couple weather incidents we've had devices here and realized we need more of those things. So you budget for those things, just like the Sheriff's Department has and the other departments. It's cause and effect, unfortunately, but at least we're trying to make the step in the best direction.
And back then, all you had was a sedan with cheap tires and a bubble light?
Well, I don't know if it was a sedan. It was a Crown Vic, which I wasn't a huge fan of, but yes, I mean, that's what we had.
That they want to go and break travel bans, right? You know, because they think they can go off-road or whatnot.
So you're talking about a snowmobile or a vehicle? So a travel ban on a travel ban would be roadways. So typically you're not, a snowmobile is not, you know, to be driven on a roadway like that. But I'm not going to lie, we're not going to refuse help, right? But on the same side of the coin, yeah, it's not going to be wise to go ripping up and down on a snowmobile down a 219 or the 90 or wherever the roadway's closed. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, I mean, they go fast. We go to fatalities on those all the time. The next thing you know, there's a car and a snowdrift in front of you. You never saw it because of how the lighting was on the snowdrift, and then you're part of the deceased. We don't want that to happen either. All right, that's another thing we have to respond to.
Can you kind of talk about the coordination? How do all of you get together and communicate with one another when severe weather strikes? How exactly, you know, do all the people, you know, kind of plan this?
I'll talk about that. So that's one role NITEC plays, because we collaborate and we work with everybody. So once we're hearing weather coming into the area, National Weather Service is reaching out to all the agencies, but even to NITEC, letting us know maybe a storm's coming. Agencies themselves are having their own conference calls and discussing with staff, getting prepared. But what NITEC does is then it pulls together its own conference call and brings all the agencies together. And we do that leading up to storms, during storms, and even after storms to go over after action. So that's where we come to the table and we help bring everyone together. Round the clock calls sometimes, you know, all throughout the night, but that's how we can bring everybody to the table. And that's one way we bring our Canadian partners to the table as well. We might be having weather here, it's not impacting them, but it's impacting their drivers that are coming to this region. So we bring them to the table as well, but that's where NITEC has that collaboration tool. We have also rolled out, you asked a question about something new. So we do have a new software system that NITEC has rolled out within the last year and a half, but we're really going to be enforcing that and using that this summer with the agencies. It's only available to the agencies. And what that tool does is it pulls together all sorts of different information and data from the agencies. It pulls in NITEC data. It pulls in speed data from different systems available through the state. A lot of weather data is available in that system. And again, it makes it available to the agencies to give them situational awareness. So if Niagara County needs to see what's happening in Erie County, or on the roadways, or even just anywhere, NFTA, the transit agency, wants to see what's happening, they can go into that tool and get all the camera feeds are in there, the message signs, everything that's happening, all the road closures. It's all in one system so the agencies can use it. And there's, again, it's got additional information that wouldn't be available to the public. Snowplow locations, signal coordination, that's something this region is really starting to focus on too, is doing some signal coordination. Niagara Street in the city of the Buffalo is the first corridor we are actually, through NITEC, able to change signal timing plans if we need to for extreme events. So again, just more tools available to the agencies to help collaborate.
Yeah, I know Triboro said a lot of it's cause and effect. Is there anything that you guys have learned over the past couple severe storms that you're gonna be implementing this winter just in case?
You know, we look at our staffing, make sure our staffing and we're appropriate staffed. One of the purposes of this press conference today is something we saw last winter really bad, was people lifting the gates and driving around the gates and getting on the roadways in bad situation. There's first responders out there handling incidents. There's tow truck drivers with winch cables across, and then cars are coming at them, and they're not expecting people to be out there and driving on those roadways. That is something we saw in extreme last winter that we really wanted to get that out to the traveling public. Do not go around those gates. Correct. Yes. Yes, they're lifting the gates, they're going on the grass, they're going around. They're going around plows that are blocking the ramps.
It's kind of dumb, isn't
it? It's dangerous. And it really, that's something we see it constantly in our operations center, monitoring these cameras. There's, you know, and then we're calling and coordinating with all the agencies and making sure they're getting out there and letting them know that people are doing that.
This kind of coordination happens all the time. This isn't new for us. We wanted to highlight it and show it to you, but one of the things that the state is kind of focusing on, the governor has been focusing on, is while we've always had a lot of snow here, it's definitely been getting more extreme over the past several years, and so there's a lot of knowledge gained from getting these, what were supposed to be once in a generation storms, every couple of years now. We're learning things every year and we're implementing them in our storm response. And so we're actually getting better at this every year because we're dealing with things that we've never dealt with before.
And NITEC's been around for 30 years. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary. Not sure if everyone really even knows that we've been around that long and collaborating with all these partners. That is not new. We've just taken it to the extreme. every year we just enhance and learn from each winter, and just kind of, we do drills, we work together with all the partners to make sure we're better prepared for the next storm.
Do you guys have enough cloud drivers? I mean, it was the shortest of cloud drivers a couple years ago. Is there enough now?
Yeah, currently we're pretty much at capacity. We do get a lot of retirements, so we may be down 10 operators at any one time, but we have applications in. I do encourage people out there, if you have a CDL, to apply to the Thruway and DOT. We're always looking, because again, as the workforce ages, people are retiring. But right now, that is not a concern, that we do not have enough plow drivers to operate the equipment.
From the department's perspective, we are also in a very good situation. Our plow force, our plow driver force, is better than it has been in many years. We have all of our permanent positions filled and almost all of our temporary positions filled at this point. Like the Thruway, we are always looking for the best of the best. So, anybody out there with a CDL that's interested in helping us battle Mother Nature right here in our own communities, we're happy to take your application and look at you.
Just to follow up on Charles's question, did something change?
Something did change. Civil Service allowed New York State DOT to implement GeoPay, which is additional pay available to specifically our snowplow operators. So that has increased our capacity. Yes, get more money, and that has driven more applications to us. Again, with great quality candidates, so we're very appreciative. Absolutely. We'll see. Let's see your resume.
Brian, can you explain the social media coordination effort again and what that looks like? Is that going to be an account that people can follow?
Yeah, so all of the various agencies over here have their own social media presence. We at New York State DOT, we do ours on X. I know that Thruway Authority has X. Kelly, you probably do you have another social media platform besides that? And Facebook and X. So we're going to be on all of our own personal sites, but we're going to sort of, when we're doing these tips, reminders, we're going to do it under hashtag Travel Smart, and so that'll be a way for everybody to kind of collaborate with one message. Going back to the question that Dave asked earlier about new things that are happening as well, I know you were asking about some of the vehicles over here. Those came in from the Erie County Sheriff's Office. I know that they have a lot of new vehicles on the road over the past several winters as well. Just wanted to touch on one of the things that Paul said. One of the things the governor announced earlier this year was the 333-111 text line, and I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that, because that's new this year too.
So I think one thing that is taken away from all of these emergencies over the last couple of years is people are still going out there during the emergencies, right? And it's a problem. And so what's the problem? Are we not communicating, or are we not listening? So we can only do our part by communicating more, which is why we're here today, which is why the governor started this new alerting mechanism, so that we're doing everything we can to get the message out. We just need people to listen to the message and go along with it. So 333-111, you get on your phone, new text message to 333-111. You type in your county. All you have to type in is if you're in Erie County, Erie, and then you'll get the messages. Once again, you want to make sure that your emergency alerts are on your phone for the WIAs, because the WIAs are a little bit different. So 333-111, you might get an alert that there's a winter storm warning. Okay, you're not going to get that on a WIA. On a WIA, you're going to get there's a blizzard coming. It's going to be really bad. You can't leave. If you go out, you could die. That's when you're going to get a WIA. Versus a 333-111 are the basic weather alerts, flooding, power outages. But the WIAs are going to be when it's exceptionally bad, and you could die if you leave your home.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.